A few minutes later, Rufrid came back and dropped a large scroll in front of Tanthi. She began to unfold it. It was a superb map, beautifully drawn in black ink on fine white linen. But Rufrid was holding some smaller scrolls, and he looked pale in the candlelight as if he'd had a shock. "I found these on Father's desk," he said. "What?" said Lyndon. Rufrid sat on the bench seat beside his brother. "According to this, Tanthi's family should have been paid 15 realds for Izimir."
"How much?" she gasped.
15.
"Well, we weren't. Paid. That's obscene," she exclaimed. "Let me see."
"This seems to be a copy of the receipt with my father's signature on it," said Rufrid.
"Arthrin sold my sister."
She was ready to leap up and do murder.
"But he's not like that," said Lyndon.
"It's true, he isn't," Rufrid said, shaking his head. "Whatever else our father is, he's not dishonest. More likely, he gave the money back to that slithery official."
"Why?"
"Look at this," Rufrid said flatly, smoothing out a list of names. "The ones with crosses on are Ocelot, who were called onto the green. He marked my name, but changed his mind about Lyndon. Lynn was there, but Father would have known damned well he was safe. Of course, he wouldn't give a bean to keep me." They all stared at each other.
"No," said Lyndon. His eyes shone with bitter rage. "No, if I thought it was true, I'd kill him."
Tanthi caught hold of his wrists. "And if they'd taken you, then I'd have had Izimir sitting here agonizing instead of you. What does it matter now? Arthrin's too set in his ways to act. They all are, but I'm not."
"You're insane," said Rufrid.
"Well, I don't give a sod for your opinion. You're a coward like all the rest."
"Really?"
"Really."
"You're wrong, your royal high and mightiness. You needn't think you're taking my little brother on some mad journey into the wilderness on his own. If he's going, I'm coming with you to protect him."
"Oh, gods!" Tanthi put her hands to her head in despair. "That's all I need. Now it will be a nightmare."